Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Ooh-wee. Talk about wheels coming off, let me tell you.
Holy cow.
Yeah, let's have a little poetry.
Oh, quick.
Yeah, Gary McMahon is riding along with us. This is a good explanation of that's when the wheels fell off. Getting in nature's way.
One of the reasons I like this cowboy poetry as much as I do is that a lot of it is true. And so you don't always have to spend your time looking for the perfect situation or the perfect rhyme, because what carries it through the whole thing is that the doggone thing actually happened. And such is true of this poem I'm about to do you. I didn't see it, unfortunately, but it's about Ab Cross. He was a grand old man at the Cross Ranch in Du Bois, Wyoming. And I knew Ab, and he was a good friend of my dad's. And this story was told to me after Ab's death by his son Philip at a bar in Riverton during the Wyoming Cowboy Poetry Gathering there. And I call it In Nature's Way. Now, there's some things you see that you never forget. Not like lost socks back under the bed. No. These memories endure like a first-rate family feud. The lightning had almost got you. Or catching Aunt Bess in the nude. Now, Ab was an old Wyoming rancher. He always rode a Black Morgan horse, and he'd say with glee, "I've been riding this sucker for 20 years, and he still hates me." Now, the affair of which I'm telling started innocent enough. Ab had rode to a neighboring ranch to take care of some ranch and stuff. Well, he sorted some cows and had a powwow and a little of this and that. When the subject rose over lunch of Ab's old tabby gray cat. She showed up this summer, they said, and moved in under the shack. And it don't matter to us one way or another, but we figured you might want her back. So Ab launches into his cat hater rolling. Allows a cat's a critter a man can't control. And where that cat gets her mail, he don't care worth a darn. But with fall coming on, mice will head for the barn. When they do, they sure are a pain. The way they nest in the blankets, mess in the grain. And even though that cat ain't worth much, the thing that she is a mouser deluxe. And during cold weather, she quits liking to roam. So maybe just, well, take her on home. So with work and lunch out of the way, the kids run out, fetched up old Gray. Cradled in Ab's lap, the old cat seemed content. So on the back of that Morgan horse, there they both went. Well, the ride back home was pleasant enough. The old cat was a purring dab, soft, low hum. In fact, his whole tail gets about half drab till the dogs at the home place run out to greet Ab. Well, happy barks and wags soon turned to snarling teeth when they seen what was setting on that saddle seat. Now, it was plain to see something was fixing to happen. That cat was a hissing, and dogs jumping and snapping. Lap throwed his hat at him, but that was a mistake, for it offered up his old bald head as prime real estate. About the time old Gray decided to head for higher ground, that Morgan horse allowed he was under attack and bogged his head right down. Well, Ab went to the horn with his free hand, getting bucked off hard, could have killed the old man. He was doing his best to stay with that Morgan that kept riding his dome with claws sharpened that morning. with most body parts busy, there was no way he could shake her, so all he could do was sit there and take her. In a wall-eyed fit, here they come a run amuckin', a cussing and a barking and a hissing and a bucking. The kid said, "Come quick, Grandpa's in a typhoon, and dang if he don't look like Daniel Boone." Well, his horse unloaded him right in the yard. And if it weren't for the dog, he might have hit hard. But he landed right square on top of old Rosie, who in turn bit him good right in his groceries. He'd been bucked off, dog bit, and his head clawed bloody, and the things he was saying wasn't fit for nobody. Sit there and fumed till the air turned blue. Cuss his horse, that cat, and all them dogs, too. His head was all crisscross with beady black lines. But the cat and the horse and the dogs is all fine. I guess he thought they all turned on him that day, but the truth is he just got in nature's way. And like I say, there's memories you never leave behind. Like when Ab come bucking up the road with a cat on his mind.
Now you see why I wanted him on this show.
Yes, sirree, Bob, and that's when the wheels fell off. Holy cow.
Ooh, that is some good stuff there, boy. Good stuff.
You can't make this stuff up, okay?
And you know what happened.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. We were talking about some of Dad's adventures.
Yeah.
And you were talking about driving the
load of lumber
wagon at, 10 years old.
At 10 years old, you know, two big old team draft horses.
Yep.
And something happened. Anyways, I didn't know if he lost a wheel, broke an axle, had a runaway or whatever.
Yeah.
But he packed that scar for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he did.
Had a deep old gash in his thigh there. Yeah. And for one reason or another, he still got the load home. Yeah. I don't know how.
Well, I mean, and that's what they did back then.
Yeah.
I mean, you finished the job.
Exactly.
You might be missing an appendage, but you finished the job. Right?
The job got finished, right? For sure.
Well, Dad, I remember him telling the story of him harnessing up a horse and taking a couple girls on an Easter picnic.
Yeah.
And this little buggy, the seat was just barely big enough for one person, but him and two little girls were on this thing.
Yeah.
And they had gone to the East Hills. They had their Easter picnic. They had a great time. Some other kids were riding horses. They were coming back, and the little girls' mothers came down the dirt road in their motorized vehicle, jumped out of the car and started flapping their aprons to get them to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, good idea. And Dad tells the story that him, girls, buggy, horse, everything went out through the sagebrush.
Out through the sagebrush. Yeah. Oh, my daughter, yes.
And the ladies picked up their daughters and put them in the car, and Dad picked up the pieces and limped home
with the
buggy.
He was quite the Don Juan.
He was, because he had the mode of transportation.
He had the horse and the buggy.
That's right. Hey, we need to end the show.
Why?
Michael and Don Moon are riding along with us. Wheels That Turn.
We're all taking a roll down an ancient road. Sometimes too wide, sometimes so narrow, sometimes too cold. But keep a pushing on, but keep a hurrying on down. So often worried, so often so sad, we're not making ground. We set our sights there on that far mountain top, and when we get there, we find he rolled in the lawn. Can't help but learn that what we're going through must have something to do with the wheels that turn. Well, I've asked you for your love. I thought to give you mine. Somewhere in the darkness to hold it up and to make it shine. And as I think of you now, my thoughts are easy to find. Well, I've been troubled and I've been so confused. But with you I don't mind. I don't want to change you. I just hope we can grow. If we can grow on together, then we will know. As we keep rolling along, can't help but learn what we're going through must have something to do with the wheels that turn. We set our sights there on that far mountain top, and when we get there, we find we still can't stop. As we keep rolling along, can't help but learn that what we're going through must have something to do with the wheels.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
Well, go ahead.
Wait. My mind went back to the consummate poet, the patriarch, Don Kennington.
Oh, no kidding.
And yes. When he recites the poem about doing the barrel race on the riding lawnmower.
And that's when all the wheels
and that's
fell
when
off.
All the wheels fell
off. Oh, you know, I wonder who the first person was that said, hey, this would be a good
this
idea.
This would be a good idea.
Yeah. What is it that Grandpa Carroll used to say? I got a keen idea.
Hey, I got a keen
hey,
idea.
Hey, I got a keen idea.
Run for the hills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you've had buggy
Wrecks. Yeah,
Dad had buggy wrecks. Dad also tells a story of the big bolly horse that he brought the brood mares off of the mountain with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He thought, well, this horse would be a good buggy horse, be, right?
Yeah. Hitch him up.
Yeah, so he did. He got this big old bolly horse there, and he got him hitched up to a buggy, and he said later that he knows his dad was watching from the barn because he knew there was going to be a wreck.
He was just watching the wreck.
Said, sometimes kids got to learn for themselves.
Hey,
so
I got a keen idea.
I got a keen idea. So Dad hitches up this big bolly horse to a buggy that they had got from a neighbor, put the blinder bridle on, and got in the seat and clucked. Bolly stood, wouldn't move. Clucked again, wouldn't move. Gave him, reached up there, gave him a swat on the hind end. And he says that's about all he can remember.
And that's when the wheels fell.
That's when the wheels fell off. He said the rest was blood, poop, and feathers as they went into a whirlwind, and there wasn't much left of the old buggy and the harness, and Bolly Horse was standing in the corner of the pasture, shaking and looking at him when it was all done.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a tough old sister to shake.
And then his dad come out from the barn. Yep.
You know, Dad hitched everything up.
He did.
Didn't matter what it was.
Nope.
It got hooked up.
That's a fact, yeah.
To the Sweetheart Chariot and
you
all
got
of that
it.
Good stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, folks who want to stay tuned for next
oh,
week,
why?
Though.
Ouch.
Ouch. That's all it is. So stay tuned.
I will.
Now, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, man, that's when all the wheels came off.